When the idea of collaborating with mining company Rio Tinto entered the conversation, Superior Watershed Partnership Director Carl Lindquist says many were shocked by the idea.
This teeny little local nonprofit dealing with one of the world's largest companies. But, you know, we were adamant that it had to be truly independent.
The Canadian Lundin Mining Corporation now owns Eagle Mine and doles out $300,000 annually to pay for the monitoring. The funds go through a foundation that serves as a buffer to help keep the Kemp free of influence. In its first year of existence, the program passed its first test. Monitors found uranium in some of the mine's excavations. State permits didn't even regulate uranium, but the mine had to deal with it when it went public.
The uranium, the fact that we found it before the state of Michigan found it, what does that say?
Lindquist knows there will always be skeptics. Among those are members of the Keweenaw Bay Indian community, an Ojibwe tribe on the shores of Lake Superior. A seat reserved for a tribal member on the Kemp board sits empty. The tribe has been involved in multiple lawsuits against Eagle Mine, which lies a few steps from a sacred site called Eagle Rock. Lundin says tribal members can visit the site whenever they want, as long as they give advance notice and don't stay overnight. But mining technical assistant for the Keweenaw Bay tribe, Jessica Koski, says the tribe doesn't want to play into the company's PR game.
Them touting to the public how they have allowed this many community members to come and visit Eagle Rock, really neglecting sort of our perspective of what Eagle Rock means and how we used to have traditional access and rights to practice our ceremonies in privacy and without all the destruction surrounding the area.
Destruction, from one angle, is just construction, from another. And that means jobs. The estimated price tag of building the mine could approach $1 billion. And Lundin is still hoping for a hefty profit. That's because the ore discovered there in 2002 is so high quality, the company thinks it's worth it to build a mine that will last less than a decade.
The red zone here is about 6% nickel and about 4% copper. And that ranks it easily in the highest echelon of copper nickel grade deposits in the world.
Lundin geologist Bob Mahan is pointing to a 3D computer graphic of the mine plan. Right now it's only about halfway built, with crews busy blasting and hauling rock out of the underground tunnel.
Everyone should have a seatbelt.
Going down the 13% grade into the mine requires a specialized mining costume. Steel-toed boots, yellow safety vest, a hard hat with a spotlight, and a 10-pound safety belt with an oxygen supply. The trip does not require a specialized vehicle. Any heavy-duty diesel truck with Kevlar tires will do. In the dark of the mine, workers communicate with headlamp signals and truck horns. Two honks means you're going forward. Three honks means backing up.
I feel safer underground, actually, because I know how the ground's been taken care of. You know, it's how it's been bolted and duct bolted, so I feel safer. And you're never going to have an airplane fall on your head underground.
Mine Superintendent John Mason has worked in underground mines since the tender age of 18. He says this one is the cleanest.
Things have changed a lot. Permits have gotten stricter, which they should. I like eating the fish I catch, and I like shooting deer with one hit. So I don't want a mining company messing things up.
Mason and other mine officials have faith in the environmental protections on site. Lundin spokesman Dan Blondeau leads a tour of the on-site water treatment plant.
Big blue tank that's in that room that the water gets filtered through. It's called a nutshell filter because it's filled with nutshells, pecan and walnut shells, that absorb petroleum.
He says after being thoroughly filtered, water that comes out of the mine will be clean enough to drink. But that doesn't necessarily allay concerns about water pollution. Actual mining of metal hasn't even begun here yet, and when it does, there will be tailings to worry about. That's material left over after the copper and nickel are processed at a nearby mill. The Rock and Eagle mine contains sulfides, which could leach into area waters and create sulfuric acid. Northern Wisconsin and other mining communities will certainly be tuning in as Kemp monitors are further put to the test when Eagle Mine opens for business next year. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.